This podcast is brought to you by WCR FM in Wolverhampton.
Hello and welcome to the Chris Allen podcast, brought to you in partnership with WCR FM, which you can hear on 101.8 FM via WCRFM.com or by telling your smart speaker to play WCR FM. And now across Wolverhampton on DAB Digital Radio.
Obviously, we're going through a cost of living crisis in lots of different ways, impacting on lots of people. Some people live in a cost of living crisis. They have done all their lives, and for others, it's a new experience dropping into it. I'm joined now by Tamika Spencer, who's the Chief Executive of the Wolverhampton Credit Union, and also Antoinette Kelly, who is the Ops Manager there. Nice to see you both. Welcome.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having us, Chris.
Now you're in a new job, Tamika, and you're new to Wolverhampton, Antoinette. So I'll start with you, Antoinette. What brought you to Wolves?
Well, I'm originally from the north of Ireland, from Derry, northwest.
Right.
I moved to Wales in 1987, and I lived in Wales for 30 plus years. But then my daughter met a Wolverhampton man, fell in love, moved to Wolverhampton, and produced my first grandchild.
Oh, well, there you go.
Once I knew that the baby was on the way, I thought, I'm going to move to Wolves. So here I am, Chris.
You're going to have the most wonderful mixture of accents, starting in Derry, through Wales, into Wolverhampton. It's going to be wonderful. Now, in Ireland, of course, credit unions have a much higher profile than in this side of the water.
Absolutely. And most Irish people are a member of at least one credit union. For example, I joined Derry Credit Union, which is one of the oldest credit unions in the UK. I think I was 2 weeks old, Chris. I won't tell you what year that was. But I was about 2 weeks old when I joined the credit union. I'm still a proud member of that credit union. In fact, I've got a meeting with the senior leadership team of Derry Credit Union next week when I go back home to visit my family. So I'm mixing a little bit of work with pleasure next week, and I look forward to meeting my counterpart in Derry Credit Union and sharing good practice. So that's exciting and important as well.
Indeed. Before we let your boss get a word in, I was just thinking the different culture there is with regard to credit unions. As you say, it's almost meat and drink in Ireland, right across the whole of Ireland, isn't it? On this side of the water, then it's very much a kind of still question marks about what a credit union actually is.
It is. And one of the KPIs that I've been set by Tamika, the chief executive, is to raise the profile of Wolverhampton City Credit Union as an ethical alternative to high street lenders, including, and I'm going to use the word that none of us like to use, but they're there, loan sharks.
Yep.
You know, we want the people and communities of Wolverhampton in our common bond area, the geographical area that we serve, to know that we're here, to know what we do and know what services we provide, and also that there is an alternative. So if you are rejected by a traditional high street lender, we are here. We can look to help people in very precarious financial positions, i.e. someone who maybe has a small CCJ.
Right.
We can look at that.
Yeah.
We can look at their situation. 53% of our members discharge their loan payments through their benefits with us. So that's an indication that we are here month on month serving the most vulnerable members of Wolverhampton society. And that's something we're very proud of.
I'll come back to all those numbers in a minute, because people, again, it helps people understand the difference between legal and illegal lenders, and the legal lenders who have very high interest, and where the credit union fits in the picture. But Tamika, last time we talked, you weren't the chief executive, now you are. But this is the end of your journey through Wolverhampton Credit Union, isn't it? Because you started there, I think you started there as a borrower, as a client, and now you're the chief exec.
I am, yes. And that's been the succession plan. So it's been a interesting journey, but I love what we do, our ethos, and I'm all for our members and our demographic, just because, as you know, and as you've just said, I started on the same journey. I was a member before I became a member of staff, and I'm still a member, and the credit union has helped me through my whole life.
So you'll have some special insights there, because you've been on that journey, which, you know, hopefully will reassure people as well. And maybe reassure them in the way that perhaps banks don't reassure people, that there's not that friendly face there. There's not that person who's walked the journey with them. And often it gives a different perspective when actually you are a community organisation.
We are, yes. And as I said, for our members, we personalise the service for each member. No one is excluded. We welcome every member and our services are tailored for our members. So as Antoinette mentioned previously, you could have had a blip in life. You've had a CCJ. Yeah. We don't automatically decline you based on the fact that you've had a CCJ. We actually encourage you to come to ourselves instead of going to a loan shark or a friend. Sometimes customers borrow from friends, family members, and it doesn't always work out well. But not just to borrow, we encourage to save. So we've kicked off the new year with our Save More in 2024.
Nice, right?
Yeah, it's lovely, Antoinette. So yeah, it's good to encourage our members to save as little or as much. Nothing is too small. It builds a pot. You can have it for Christmas, birthdays, the summer holidays. I mean, in the past, I've used it for Christmas. Or the fact that my son's 18th birthday is coming up, so you build that, you save as much. And there's no penalties either with ourselves if you borrow and pay off early.
Right, right. And the other thing is, you know, the washing machine might blow up.
Okay,
and that's obviously there for that. But the other thing, then you might become vulnerable to other people who lend give you credit at high interest rates just to get your white goods as well. So you're protecting people in that way too.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, our loans start from as little as £500 and we lend up to £25,000 depending on circumstances. And if you're working, we work closely with our payroll partners and we're about to go back into the community.
We are,
right.
Which is nice. So that's working with a big venture centre, the Scotland. So that's something that we're really passionate about. And we're also in Codsall Community Centre as well. Where that's why we're promoting a lot of savings. But this year we are kicking off with Save More in 24.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And in terms of accessibility there, going out to different places, you're now in the Civic Centre, I believe, which again is easier for people to access.
It is, and it's improved our customer journey based on the feedback from customers. It's accessible, it's easy, it's central. You can take the bus. You know, a lot of members live around the city, so they can walk as well. We've had good feedback on it and we have seen an improvement in the customer journey.
Brilliant. Just coming back on to... Sorry, Ozna. Yep.
Friday in February, we've got a Meet the Team session in the Civic Centre from 10 until 2, where anybody, existing members, potentially new members, can come and meet the team. We'll share about our services and we're looking to increase membership. So that's every Friday, 10 till 2 in February in the Civic Centre.
I can see what your key performance indicator is, getting that in there very quickly there. I never thought of myself as a KPI before, but yeah.
And you get a free pen.
Oh, there you go. You sold me. You sold it. You sold it. Just to help people a little bit to understand here really how interest rates perhaps work a little, but also where you can go. The credit union fits really in for people who've been rejected by the banks. Obviously, you can get better interest rates in other places in the credit union, but... and therefore you probably sort of say, look, if you can go to a bank then and they'll give you a nice low interest rate or whatever is possible nowadays, go there. But then you protect people from the high interest lenders, which are legal, but we see them on the television. Not the high interest isn't quite as high as it used to be because of legal intervention now. And then especially those who are illegal lenders. And we need to make that difference between the two, don't we? There's the legal lenders who do lend appropriately, but at a very high interest rate, and those who lend illegally.
Yes.
So Tamika's meeting with the Police and Crime Commissioner from the Midlands next week to launch a joint programme in relation to Wolverhampton City Credit Union and other credit unions being a viable alternative to high street lenders who do charge interest rates and also, more importantly, illegal money lenders. But, you know, historically, you could see interest rates from certain organisations at 1,000%.
Yeah.
You know, those figures are just, they blow my mind when I think about the impact that would have on a family or an individual. But we all have to remember, and I've been in pretty desperate financial situations, we have to remember that sometimes some individuals have nowhere else to go. And what we do is we give them another door that they can come to, another alternative that is ethical and that is fair, and that always will put people before profit. And that is that's the reason why I'm very proud to be a credit union member in a number of credit unions, but also I'm also delighted to be a member of staff of Wolverhampton City Credit Union, because I believe in the ethos and I believe in what we do. And I believe that the time has come, particularly during a cost of living crisis, for us to be a viable alternative to high cost credit and loan sharks.
Just to add to that, if the organisation does well for the financial year, we give it back to our members.
Yes.
So we pay that back in a dividend. No dividends ever guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, the more we do better, then we give it back to them.
They're members. You're like a family. It's like a cooperative, you know, and therefore they're a part of it, which is really important. But as you were indicated there, Antoinette, there's an understanding here of the desperate straits that people can get into during the cost of living crisis. And perhaps, as I said at the beginning, some people are dropping into this situation that haven't been there before. You know, some people in very vulnerable areas have learned to live on very, very little. But it's those who are dropping into this new experience. And then when they need something, they can often turn to the wrong direction, can't they?
Absolutely. And what we find is that we've now been approached by families who have got two wage earners bringing money in, and they still can't, with all the best will in the world, make ends meet because something unplanned for has happened. As you pointed out earlier, the washing machine's gone down, or, you know, we've had after the storms a couple of bad roofs this week.
We have, and the increase, you know, utility bills.
Absolutely.
We've seen a big increase on that with our members, how it's impacted them. And as we say, we encourage them to come to ourselves rather than looking elsewhere and paying more just because they're either financially excluded. So the encouragement is that come to ourselves first.
Absolutely. No, that's coming across loud and clear and important to highlight there. So you're able, in a sense, if people come along, if they're in dire straits, to come along and talk to you, have that conversation. You can't give, you know, it can't be positive every time. There's always, but you're going to do your very, very best.
But we will always guide them the right way.
And you can find,
if we can't support someone through a loan, we will always signpost to another agency who is perhaps best placed to support that individual or that family.
Yes.
We don't leave anyone high and dry, so to speak. If we can't help for whatever reason, we will always signpost.
Indeed. And above all, getting beyond that, is this idea of saving and that little bit that you just put away bit by bit by bit. It does add up, doesn't it? Quite dramatically at times, you know, without you noticing.
Definitely.
And my mum still saves £2 a week for me, Dairy Credit Union.
There you go.
Week, and it does soon mount up.
It does, definitely.
Yeah.
But before we give out your contact details, how people can be in touch, how do you think we change this culture then in terms of just sort of saying, hey, it's quite normal to be a member of a credit union?
I think that there is a, I don't want to use, well, I suppose stigma is the word, that it's that credit unions are often perceived as a poor man's bank.
Right.
We're not. First of all, we're not a bank, we're a credit union. It's a very different financial animal. We're regulated. We're all professionally trained. It's a safe place to put your money. But more importantly, any profit that's made from the credit union members is given straight back to the credit union members by a dividend or used for their running costs. So again, people before profit every single day.
Not just that, it's the community element as well. We're family. I think you said that earlier. I see, even working here as an employee, I'd always seen the credit union's family.
Yeah.
And even in job interviews, I always say the first thing is we're like a family here. And that's what we give back to our members. So we want members to see us not as a poor people's bank, but actually you're a community bank. Mm-hmm. You're for your members. We want to keep money in the WV postcode. And we want to help to develop the community as well.
And therefore, you know, just come back to the stigma aspect as well. Again, it's trying to get past what a credit union is thought of, but also for people, you know, not to worry. You know, people get into financial troubles. You know, don't let any stigma stop you from having that conversation.
I always say that bad things happen to good people. That's what I say. And, you know, the wonderful thing about working in this team is that we've all been through stuff as individuals. We've all had challenging times, and we know, we understand, we've been there ourselves, and that gives us a huge amount of empathy for anybody coming to us wanting to have some help and support. And we do what we can when we can.
Well, thank you very much, both indeed. Now, the number to get in touch with you is Wolverhampton 572-340-01902-572-2340, or they can email you contact us, all one word, at wccul.co.uk, and they can just pop in the Civic Centre as well.
Yes, Stephen.
And if you want to pop in on a Friday in February, you will get a free pen.
There you go.
And meet our lovely team as well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Let's not forget that free pen, though. Thank you both very much indeed. Brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Tamika Spencer and Antoinette Kelly from the Wolverhampton City Credit Union. Check out the show notes for more links and information. If you have any stories or news, you can email me via chris@wcrfm.com. And that's it for this episode. I look forward to you joining me next time on the Chris Allen Podcast.
For more information about WCR podcasts, go to wcrfm.com/podcasts.